This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastula with the news, the headlines first. Newly elected 274 House of Representative members to take oath today. President Podel says mandate expressed through recent elections placed great responsibility to elected representatives. Prime Minister Karki urges to maintain standard of successful elections in future polls as well. Fuel prices hike up by rupees 15 per litre. Transport operators demand fare adjustment. And US jury finds Meta and YouTube liable in social media addiction case. Now the news in detail. The newly elected members of the House of Representatives are taking the oath of office and secrecy today. The oath ceremony is scheduled for 2 p.m. at the newly constructed multipurpose hall in Singh Darbar. According to a spokesperson at the Federal Parliament Secretariat Ekram Giri, the eldest member of the House and leader of Nepali Congress Arjun Narsingh Kesi will administer the oath to fellow members. Earlier yesterday, President Ramchandra Podel had administered the oath of office and secrecy to leader Kesi in a special ceremony organized at the office of the president in Sheetal Nivas. According to the secretariat, 47 members have chosen to take the oath in their mother tongues apart from Nepali language. The members were elected in the House of Representatives election held on March 5. In the results, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party secured 182 seats, Nepali Congress 38, CPNUML 25, Nepali Communist Party 17, Shram Sanskriti Party 7 and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party 5 seats. Meanwhile, senior most member of the House of Representatives Arjun Narsingh Kesi assumed office at the Federal Parliament Secretariat in Singh Darbar yesterday. Speaking to media at his office yesterday, lawmaker Kesi asserted that the parliament and the government should address the limitless desires and aspirations expressed by people in the recent election. It may be noted that until the election of the new speaker, senior member Kesi will preside over the house meetings. President Ramchandra Podel has said that the mandate given by the people through the March 5 House of Representatives election has placed a major responsibility on elected representatives. Speaking at a reception organized by the Election Commission at Bahadur Bhavan yesterday, the president stressed the need for unity to advance freedom, social justice, good governance and national prosperity. Describing elections as the backbone of democracy, President Podel said the public mandate requires representatives to work together towards nation-building. On the occasion, the president appreciated the Election Commission for increasing voter turnout, ensuring transparency, enforcing the code of conduct and promoting environmentally friendly elections. Similarly, speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Sushila Karki called for the continuation of the benchmark set by the Election Commission during the March 5 election in future elections. Noting that the recent election was conducted peacefully across the country without the need for re-election at any polling center, the Prime Minister underscored that this benchmark should be preserved and continued in upcoming elections. Likewise, on the occasion, officiating Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari said that the Election Commission successfully conducted the House of Representatives election on the scheduled date despite various challenges. He stated that the Commission takes pride in organizing peaceful, impartial and well-managed elections and submitting the results to the President in a timely manner. The Nepal Oil Corporation has increased the price of petroleum products by Rs. 15 per litre effective from midnight yesterday. With the latest adjustment, petrol now costs Rs. 187 per litre in the Kathmandu Valley belonging to the third category. Likewise, diesel and kerosene are priced at Rs. 167 per litre in the Kathmandu Valley. The corporation said the price hike was necessary due to rising cost in the international market. Meanwhile, following the increase, the Nepal National Federation of Transport Entrepreneurs has demanded an immediate fare adjustment. The federation stated that operating public transport has become difficult due to higher fuel cost and warned that services may be affected if fares are not revised. Chief Justice Prakash Man Singh Rauth has submitted the annual reports of the Supreme Court Judicial Council and Judicial Service Commission for their fiscal year 2081-82 to President Ramchandra Paudel. The reports were handed over at a program held at the office of the President in Sheetal Nivas yesterday. On the occasion, President Paudel stressed the need to make the administration of justice fast, efficient, accessible and accountable. According to the report, the Supreme Court settled 6.69% more cases than previous year, achieving a clearance rate of 40.82%. Furthermore, the report expresses commitment to strengthening judicial independence and accountability while addressing key challenges in the justice system. A total of 51 Nepali nationals who fell victim to illegal online scam operations in Cambodia have been rescued and brought back to Nepal. According to the Nepali embassy in Bangkok, the victims had traveled through informal channels after being lured by promises of lucrative jobs. They were later forced to work in illegal online scam centers and casinos. The rescue was carried out with support from the Cambodian embassy and the non-resident Nepali association in Cambodia. The embassy said efforts are ongoing to identify and repatriate other Nepalis facing similar conditions. It has also urged those staying illegally in Cambodia to contact the embassy or NRNA representatives for assistance in returning home. A specialized medical team has been deployed in key Himalayan regions to provide health services during this spring mountaineering season. The Himalayan Rescue Association Nepal has mobilized an 11-member team including Nepali and foreign doctors in around Everest region and Manang. The team will offer health checkups and treatment to both domestic and international climbers and trekkers in high-altitude areas. Likewise, temporary health posts have also been set up in these locations for immediate medical support. The association has long been providing such services during peak climbing seasons, aiming to ensure the safety and well-being of mountaineers and trekkers. 20 foreign women have been arrested on the charge of operating sex trade at public places bargaining for money with domestic and foreign tourists visiting Tamil. The police arrested those women from the public road section at Tamil of Kathmandu Metropolitan City 26. All the women arrested are from Uganda. Police said the arrested women harassed tourists and the public by blocking paths and engaging in inappropriate conduct. Kathmandu police spokesperson Pawan Kumar Bhattrai said they are being investigated for indecent behavior. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. A jury in Los Angeles has found tech companies Meta and YouTube liable in a landmark case involving social media addiction. According to the BBC, the case was filed by a 20-year-old woman who claimed the platforms harmed her mental health after she began using them at a young age. The jury concluded that the companies had designed addictive features and awarded her $6 million in damages, including both compensatory and punitive amounts. Meta, which owns Instagram, Facebook and WhatsApp, is expected to bear 70% of the damages, while Google, the parent company of YouTube, will cover the remaining share. Both companies have rejected the verdict and said they will appeal. Meta stated that teen mental health is complex and cannot be linked to a single platform, while Google said YouTube is a responsibly designed streaming service. The verdict comes amid growing global concern over the impact of social media on children, with similar cases ongoing in U.S. courts and some other countries considering stricter regulations. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy. Conditions in the Himalayan regions, partly cloudy in the hilly regions and mainly fair in the Tarai regions today. There is also a possibility of light rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in the Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at one or two places in the remaining hilly regions. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Newly elected 274 House of Representative members to take oath today. President Podel says mandate expressed through recent elections placed great responsibility to elected representatives. Prime Minister Karki urges to maintain standard of successful elections in future polls as well. Fuel prices hike up by rupees 15 per litre. Transport operators demand fare adjustment. And US jury finds Meta and YouTube liable in social media addiction case. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.